All right, Chad Reed, Anaheim 2. Kind of a lonely race, huh?
A little bit lonely, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
Feels good to be on the podium, and felt like I come off the track and was scratching my head in a good way, saying, man, I need to get faster. So the last couple of weeks, it's all been bike-related stuff and trying to, you know, think where you can be better, where you can be stronger, what improvements you can make. And I feel like my bike's solid now, and now it's time to go back to Florida. I haven't been back to Florida since September, so more than excited to get home and finally unpack some suitcases and give a nine-month-old some room to play and not have to be cooped up in a rental house somewhere in Santa Barbara.
Right. Your starts look to be back last couple of weeks, too.
Yeah, getting there in the heat race, I jacked it up. Just got a little too aggressive on the plastic and spun up. But main event was good, and I think it was – my start was solid, just a little smarter in the first turn than what I was in the heat race. So overall, I felt that I had speed to challenge Villopoto, but I felt that I was a little off, you know, in a few places here and there, and it's good. I think no one had anything for James tonight. He rode an awesome race. I think, you know, the quad sections that he had, and he had him down. You know, he's awesome at that shit. So I think I'm happy with third and the way it went, and I think the direction we're going is positive.
Yeah, talking about those quads that James did, I don't want to turn this into his interview, but when he does something like that and Ryan says, and you're like, nah, it must be gnarly.
Well, I don't think it was like super gnarly in a just a crazy way. It was just that what if, and I'm not at a comfort level to just, you know, like when you're riding good and you're on and you're in the moment, you just go for shit and it's easy. And he looked like he was ready to do that all day long. He looked really comfortable and he looked on. I'm not there yet. You know, there's no and ifs or buts. No, I'm not ashamed to say that, but I think we're getting there. Not every weekend we're gonna have quads like that. So I think we can chip away and we can challenge a little more. You know, with a few weeks here. I think the series is heading in a direction that I'm excited about, and I think it'll be good. I think, like I said, I took a lot out of what I learned tonight.
You think riding in Florida is going to help you too, getting back home and riding to those two tracks?
Yeah, for sure. I think, like I said, you know, it's been since September since I've been back there, and, you know, like the last month couldn't even tell you the last time I did a moto. You know, it's just been, you know, a lap here, two laps here, three laps there, and just testing, and it's what it takes to, you know, get to this level. I feel like that we're at this level now. Now we gotta, you know, go about our business like we've always had it. This is not new to my career. I've been here before in this position, and I'm excited for it. You know, I think that we're making gains in the right direction, and it's time to get some speed and open up my comfort level a little bit, you know, try to quit being a pussy and get a little loose out there.
Cool. Thanks.
Cheers. Thanks.